it's a little too quiet. It's the Ferndale Library Podcast, brought to you by the friends of the Ferndale Library. This is a fun mini-sode that we're going to be having with our assistant director and a reference librarian, Darlene Hellenberg. She's here talking about Battle of the Books, the Battle of the Books for adults. She's also talking about a great program that she was running here at the library for almost 11 years. It's called the Book Party, which is coming to its finale soon. We're going to be talking about that, and we're going to be talking about why it's going to be worth your while to read a kid's book every once in a while. All right, Darlene Hellenberg's back on the podcast, the reference librarian, assistant director of the Ferndale Library, second appearance in season one, and doing a bit of a dance over there with her blazer on. It's really very professional-looking blazer.
Thank you.
And headphones, and a microphone, podcast in a library.
Such a good faker.
There's Kelly Bennett, producer, and we're here to talk about something that's going to take adults out there of the Gen X age group and Gen Y back to the 90s. It's Battle of the Books for adults.
Yes, for adults.
And
adult Battle of the Books.
So this is going to be kind of reminiscent of what we might have gone through in the mid-90s when we were doing Battle of the Books in school.
Correct. At least I think correct, because actually I never did Battle of the Books in my elementary school, so
yeah,
I'm winging it.
Yeah, but I think everyone gets the idea of there's a set number of books that are sort of like a syllabus that you're going to give folks to read.
Correct.
They have to complete it by a certain time.
They do.
They have to be ready to answer trivia questions. I guess the only thing that's missing from the traditional Battle of the Books is that there's no pizza party, so I think you got it pretty much down. I think
there will be snacks.
That's the model. There will be snacks. but snacks healthier than pizza.
I mean, I don't know if we want to say healthier, but maybe less messy.
Let's give them the details here now. Of course, we're talking about snacks will be served at this event, which is Sunday, March 29th. But here we are. It is still time for you to read these books. Tell us what Adult Battle of the Books is, and I'll stop talking.
Okay. So it is a partnership between our library and the Berkeley Library and the Huntington Woods Library. Mm-hmm. And it is, as we have said, a competition, trivia contest. And the questions will be coming from six different books. We decided to still slightly honor the idea of Battle of the Books and pick children's books.
Right.
And we're also very conscious of the time that adults have, and trying to read six novels, adult novels, in a short span of time is hard for everybody.
So these fiction for children, we're talking probably 200 pages or less.
Yes.
Double space. You can kind of get through them fast.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So,
yep.
Also, it takes us back to our childhood.
It does. Yes, you might be familiar with some of these titles or have seen them around, or maybe your kids have read them, or if you're a teacher, maybe some of your students have read them.
Mm-hmm.
They are, you know, mostly recognizable.
I would say I can see from your flyer that is a book, Number of the Stars.
That is correct.
And I remember reading that one in grade school. Mm-hmm. And I remember almost reading Bud, Not Buddy in grade school. So tell us about the books you have in front of you.
So there's six books. They are Bud Not Buddy by Christopher Paul Curtis, Chains by Laurie House Anderson, Esperanza Rising by Pam Munzo Ryan, Harbor Me by Jacqueline Woodson, Number of the Stars by Lois Lowry, and Seed Folks by Paul Fleischman.
And what's notable is that those are all addressing like very substantive issues, and very like it's not just. This isn't necessarily, I guess I don't want to say that it's not light material, but it's talking about real world issues.
Yeah. The first year we did the program, we went with like super nostalgic kids books. We picked Charlotte's Web.
Right.
And this year we wanted to have more substance a little bit. We wanted to sort of, our loose theme was social justice, mm-hmm. and like social issues.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't, you know, super dial down into that, but we just wanted, actually these all do sort of touch on that.
Yeah.
So we wanted something with a little bit more depth, something with a little bit more variety than just nostalgic favorite children's books.
Right. I mean, so if you are an adult and out there and you're on the fence about whether or not you think you should read six children's books so that you can come party with us and have snacks, you should realize you should also realize you're going to get something out of this that you might, you're not just, and you know, all due respect to Beverly Cleary, but she wrote fun books, you know?
She did.
And these books just have a little more depth.
They do.
And I think it's going to be rewarding for anyone who participates.
Yeah, these are all really, really good books.
So I should participate. I think that's clear. You are already on the ball. You've been reading some of these. Can you tell us about some?
Yeah, I can tell you about one of my favorites. One of the books that I nominated is Seed Folks by Paul Fleischman. And it is a skinny little, less than 100-page book. And I had the pleasure of reading it when I was in charge of the tween book club here at the library.
Like, oh, way back when?
Way back when. I won't say how many years ago, because actually I don't know. but it is the story of people who live in this apartment complex in, I believe it's either Cleveland or Toledo, but I can't remember exactly which one.
Ohio.
It's in Ohio, so not too far away. And they all sort of don't really like each other, but somebody starts to build a community garden in a deserted lot, and things develop from there.
Nice.
Cleveland.
Ooh, thanks.
Fact checker, producer Kelly Bennett.
Excellent. Thank you, Kelly. And I read, I've read Esperanza Rising and But Not Buddy and Number of the Stars, actually. Okay. So I still have to read Harper, Me, and Chains, but I'm very much looking forward to it.
You know, I remember when we did year one, and by we, I mean you, because I wasn't involved, but I remember that when we did it, that sort of a rallying cry behind it is that any reading is good reading. I think that
absolutely,
that if this is in the kids section, it should not be looked down upon.
No, definitely not. Some of the some of my favorite books are written children's novels. So I mean, you can, just because it's a small little package doesn't mean that it doesn't have a big impact on you. I mean, just consider Harry Potter. Adults, children, people of all ages still love Harry Potter. It's one of the best book series maybe ever.
I can't argue with that.
Can't argue with it. So,
and I think of Perks of Being a Wallflower as like a skinny little book. I read it in 4 hours straight, and it changed everything. I think the two people in this room saw the movie with me.
Probably.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You remember
that? I think
that's
accurate. Yep. Actually, Kelly recommended that book to me back in the day.
And people got to get over stigmas, because when you see Perks of Being a Wallflower and you see it's got a, like a teen genre sticker.
And it's MTV Books, which I don't know if that even exists anymore.
Right? Back then. I have no idea. Yeah.
You can think, oh, that's not for me. It has nothing to offer me. So don't you dare think that about any of these books that Darlene has selected for the Battle of the Books. And I say you selected, but did you have help selecting these? Let's talk about your collaboration.
Yes. So I'm working with two librarians at different libraries in our area, Huntington Woods and Berkeley, Joyce and Kathy. They're both part of the children's department. And so they also helped recommend these books. And yeah, we just worked together. We kind of nominated a couple of books that we thought would work. And this is the list that we came up with. I think we might have eliminated a few, but these were all pretty quickly became our list of six. We're very excited about them.
Yeah. And I think it's kind of cool that libraries can collaborate on programming like this.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
You've done it before.
We have. We did this last year. Oak Park was also included. They couldn't participate this year. But yeah, it's nice. It's a fun way to, you know, we're a small city surrounded by a bunch of cities. And your library card from any of those cities, you can travel with it. So a lot of our patrons and their patrons, we cross and see each other at different libraries. You know, if we don't have a book, Berkeley might have it, so you can go there. So it's just a nice way of kind of tying that all together.
Yeah.
And also for this program, we want to have teams of six people. So one of these libraries, including us, might not be able to generate enough people to join all these teams, but all three of us together is a good way to fill up the roster.
If you're listening to this and you're not a Ferndale Library patron, you can still participate because you are a Huntington Woods Library patron. You are a Berkeley Library patron. You mentioned teams. How can folks sign up for this thing?
So if your team of up to six people want to participate, you can call the library or you can email me. My email is...
Oh, it'll be in the show notes.
We'll put in the show notes.
Yeah.
Yes. Or call the library and they'll send you to me.
Yeah.
So you can sign up. We don't have a lot of spaces left though, so...
Oh my gosh, is it that popular?
We've already got a handful of teams signed up.
Oh man, I've just spent the last 11 minutes of this podcast trying to sell adults on participating and they're already doing it.
They're already participating.
That's great.
People are excited.
Why don't we go back quickly to Harry Potter? Because it came up and I know you're a fan. And I think it should be remarked upon that Harry Potter for you and I, Dar, and you too, Kelly, came out when we were becoming young adults, becoming adults.
Yeah.
And this book came along that was quote unquote for kids.
Yep.
I think I was already working in a library because I am older than this, but yeah.
But what a game changer in terms of an adult audience, like embracing material and finding out that they loved it so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I started reading it. My parents were both reading it and my brother. And I was like, what are you guys like? What is this? Why didn't you, first of all, why didn't anybody tell me this was happening? And what is this about? Is this something I also want to read? So my whole family has read and loved all of the books.
Gosh. And I think Darlene has reread them.
Yeah, multiple times.
Multiple times.
I can't tell you how many.
She is the lead Harry Potter fan on this staff.
I'm the audiobook queen with them. I have listened to the American version, and there's a separate British one that I will not tell you how I got a hold of because you're not really allowed to buy it. But I love those audiobooks. They're like comfort food to me.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
But yes, so this is great. So I'm really glad people are signing up and they're enthusiastic about Battle of the Books. We should talk about another book thing, which is Book Party. We've got a book party. This is an 11-year running thing, and it is a bi-monthly book club that meets up at the Emery, the bar and restaurant nearby this library, founded by Darlene, getting people in a bar at 7:30 at night to have some cocktails and some snacks and talk about a book. It's coming up in May, and it's the last one, Dar.
It is the last one.
The last book party.
We've decided to end book party.
That being said, if no one actually got to attend a book party, can you tell people what it was and what you enjoyed about it?
Sure. So it was a book club that started 10 plus years ago, and it was actually started just to help promote a different program that we were doing, and it was so successful that everybody that was coming asked if we could keep going.
Wait a second.
Yes.
So you did the big Michigan read in 2010 when it was the Maltese Falcon?
Yes. It wasn't the Michigan read. It was the big read.
The big read.
National. It's a national.
And program. So all Book Party initially was a promotional tool.
Yes.
That turned into an 11-year run?
Yes, that is correct.
Oh, man.
Kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so with the Emory was gracious enough to let us keep meeting there, and we've been reading books there just about every other month since 2009, I think is when it started. And so recently, after running the program for a very long time, I've decided that it is time to end this very fun and successful program.
Well, nothing lasts forever.
Exactly.
And that doesn't mean that you're not going to find something equally awesomely crazy and new and fun to try.
Right. I think Ferndale has people that live in Ferndale are all in a lot of book clubs.
Right.
So there's competition there. And one of the funny reasons that I've decided to sort of end book club is that when 10 years ago we were all wanting to go to the bar and stay out till 11 o'clock at night.
Well, there is that.
But a lot of the people that are coming to the book club now have been coming for a long time, and we all seem a little bit more excited about going home at the end of the day. That being said, too, I think that things have been shifting in our library programming, and we've been having a lot more success with people actually coming into our library and coming to our programs. And one of the reasons that we had started Book Party or kept it going was to connect people in the community with our library that weren't actually users. And it seems as though we have a lot more participation with our actual programs in-house. And so it just seemed like the right time to sort of move on and
absolutely.
Try something new.
But that's worth saying that we have so much more going on here in terms of programming and events than we would have in 2010 or 2011.
Oh, absolutely.
In 2012. So A, that needs your focus. For you as a programming librarian, but B, you have been like, let's toot the library's own horn on its own podcast and say that you have been doing pretty successful with these, and I haven't found a way to sort of describe it or summarize it, but you and another librarian here, Michelle Williamson, you've been doing these programs for adults that are very craft centric, and I think it's just terrific. You get 20 to 30 or plus people between their 30s and 40s into the library on a weeknight, and they're making macrame.
Yeah, exactly.
Or whatever else.
Right, or whatever else we've come up with. Yeah, it's just been a shift in mm-hmm. what people seem to be into mm-hmm. and excited about. So it right. just seemed like a natural time to say, okay, well, we're not getting as much participation mm-hmm. in our outside book club. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's time to rethink that and spend more time focusing on the programs that people are attending and are excited about.
Yeah.
It just seemed like the right time.
Just think of Book Party as like your favorite sitcom.
Yes.
Friends.
Eventually they have
or
to.
Or Cheers.
Yeah.
After about 10 years, they mm-hmm. just, they got to have a finale.
Yep. Going to be a finale. So there's two more meetings. Uh-huh. There's one coming up in March, and then the last one will be in May. And they're the third Wednesday of the month.
Oh, and you revealed to me what the last book will be.
I did, but I didn't tell anybody else.
Oh, my. Well, I think I'll keep it a secret. I'm just going to say that I think it's very appropriate and fitting based on, I think, one of the very first books that you chose.
Yeah.
It ties back to that.
It does.
It references the beginning of the sitcom. Mm-hmm. It's a nice finale.
Thank you.
So, and real quick, we're coming to the finale of the Friends of the Ferndale Library 5K Marathon, which is book it to your couch. And that has been challenging people to read 5,000 pages. Dar, do you think you've ever read 5,000 pages in a 4-month period?
In a 4-month period? I don't know.
Does that sound doable?
I think it's definitely doable.
I think it is doable.
It's doable.
That's like 10 books.
Okay. I like read a book every 2 weeks mm-hmm. if I'm like really on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I could do it.
Has the cliche been true? Like when you're out chit-chatting in the world, people just are amazed at how many books you're reading at once or how many books you read in a given year. I was at the barbershop the other day and they were like, what are you reading lately? And I told them like 4 answers and that was currently what was on my, yeah. my nightstand. And they were I don't want to say just disturbed, but they thought I was strange.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Sure. You know, I only read one at a time now.
Okay.
I used to read a bunch. I used to have a bunch going, but mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm really got down to like one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
I have like a very strict schedule. If I'm in mm-hmm. a book club, I start it 2 weeks before so I don't forget everything that mm-hmm. happened by the time book club rolls around. It's like a whole thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And you're in other book clubs, so you've yes. got to focus on that rather yeah. than book party.
Yeah. But maybe we'll come up with a new book club for the library. We'll see.
You never know. You never know.
Yes.
But, I mean, hey, it's nothing lasts forever. I think it's good for a library to be ready to just try new things.
Mm-hmm.
But gosh darn it, Darlene. That was such a beautiful little program you made Thanks. And ran there.
It was like, really fun.
It was a community, really.
It was. And I really appreciate everybody coming to that program. And I've made lots of friends over the years. And it's been really fun.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming back on the podcast to chat about this. Your adult Battle of the Books is already filling up with sign-ups, so that's encouraging. And I've been at Book Party since day one, and I really enjoyed it. Sometimes I didn't read every book, but I was still welcomed every time.
Because it was a party, not a club.
Because it was a party, not a club. quick plug if you're listening to this. So Darlene's Book Party, I think, came around to... Oh gosh, I'll check the facts on this, but more than 50 books at least. I think it's about 54 when we get done with everything.
So 11 years?
Well, it'll be 10 and a half.
10 and a half.
10 and a half.
How many books a year? Six?
Six.
Six.
Yeah.
60?
Oh man, so 64 books.
Wow.
Yeah.
Woo.
64 books.
Wow.
So hold on. Off mic clapping for that. Some off mic clapping. 64
books. Lots of
books.
Getting people to read.
And but if you want to follow our events, what's coming up, what Darlene might be doing next in terms of a crafty night for adults, just follow us on Facebook and click events. And book number 6 or 7 of these 64 was by Michael Zadorian. You heard him earlier in season 1. I think he was episode 3. And he's going to be back here at the library on May 14th for a book launch for his new book, The Narcissism of Small Differences. Quick plug in there that had nothing to do with Darlene, but now we say thank you to Darlene. Thanks for being here, Darlene.
Thanks.
Reference librarian, assistant director, and this is A Little Too Quiet. Once again, that was our assistant director of the Ferndale Library here, reference librarian, Darlene Hellenberg. She's talking about the adult Battle of the Books, which the signups have already been filling up quite nicely. We're really excited to see enthusiastic participation for our library events and programs. We put a lot of effort into there, and we're trying to be always creative about things that we can do for this community. And an adult Battle of the Books seemed like a really great one. It's the second year we've been doing it, and it's in collaboration with the Huntington Woods Public Library and the Berkeley Public Library. If you are signed up and you're hearing this, the party is March 29th here at the library. And by party, of course, I mean trivia competition. This has been A Little Too Quiet. My name is Jeff Milo. Producer Kelly Bennett has been here. And if you want to support this podcast, well, you just have to go to ferndalefriends.org and join or donate. The Ferndale Library podcast was made a reality thanks to the Friends of the Ferndale Library. And this music you're hearing underneath has been supplementing the podcast for a while. It's by local musician John Duffy. More to come. This is A Little Too Quiet. Darlene, have you ever read a Kirkus book review and thought, regardless if you are familiar with the author or book at all, did you ever think, that's too mean? or are you just taking delight in everything they do?
I delight every time. And then I go, well, not buying that book. They've gone, move on.
They've gone too far.
I don't know if there's ever been one.